listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Titus chapter 1, verse 1, and talk about how truth and godliness are of one accord. Here's the verse, Titus chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which accords with godliness. Again, that's Titus chapter 1, verse 1. The apostle Paul had many associates and co-workers. One of them was a younger man named Titus. They worked together spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and establishing churches among the believers on the island of Crete. The day came when Paul had to leave, and Titus was left behind to continue that difficult work on the island of Crete. Paul wanted to instruct and encourage his young co-worker, so he wrote the letter that we call Titus to him. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, this letter was not only helpful for Titus, but also for God's people throughout all ages. Again, because it's truly inspired by the Holy Spirit. And because this writing was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it's rightfully included among the writings of the New Testament, every word and phrase has some depth and some meaning. We can learn both from the broad themes of the book of Titus, but also from the individual words and phrases. And the first line of the letter, Titus chapter 1, verse 1, is a good example of how, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, a lot can go into just a few words. First, we see how Paul referred to himself both as a bond servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. It's hard to think of a lower title than bondservant. You know, the original word not only speaks of a low slave, one Greek scholar called it the most abject, servile term in use among the Greeks for a slave, but it was also the word for a slave by choice. Paul took glory in such a humble title. He was a willing servant, a slave of God. Yet, he was also an apostle, a uniquely designated ambassador of God, one of those commissioned by God to lay that one-time foundation of the church, as we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Paul said that his calling as a bondservant and an apostle was according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth. His calling wasn't because of the faith of God's elect, but in harmony with the faith, that is, the belief, the truth that is shared among God's elect. One way we know who the elect are is that they make this acknowledgement of the truth. They believe and confess the truth about who Jesus is and what he came to do for us, especially his work on the cross. There is at least one more important thought in this verse, Titus 1:1. Paul was careful to write that the truth acknowledged by God's elect accords with godliness. In other words, it is consistent with a godly moral life. An ungodly life, one that's marked by sin and moral compromise, it doesn't really acknowledge the truth of God. This truth brings us to one of the big themes of Paul's letter to Titus, the link between sound doctrine and godly living. Truth and godliness should always be in one accord. From time to time, we need to do the self-assessment. Do I believe the truth, especially about Jesus and his work for me? And do I walk in godliness consistent with the truth and the nature of God? We must always remember that both of these are important and that there's a real connection between right belief and right living. I pray that both of those are true in your life. today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.